Hallelujah. We praise you. We magnify you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You know, the Bible says that we need to remember what he's done. I don't go around and I keep professing the things the enemy's tried to do. I keep remembering the things that God has done. Amen. Amen. Come on.
Done. When your joy is fading and you're all alone, remember what he's done. Love in the midst of the pain, shelter in the head of the rain. I will sing for my Redeemer has redeemed. I will celebrate the Savior has saved.
Restored. There's that word again. You know, sometimes it's just like a scripture verse. You go back and you don't realize a word's in there, do you? Restoration. Restoration. And Lord God, I pray the prayer in this church is the only name that's ever going to matter is the name of Jesus. And not only, Father God, are we going to minister the word that not only did he die to save us, but he is our Lord and he is our master. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the only name that matters.
I would tell.
just that name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're listening, and I know Pastor and Miriam's listening, and I know usually Hope listens and Martha listens, and there's others out there that can't get out, and they're listening. I just lift them up. Amen. Their time of restoration. Amen. Praise God. We serve a mighty God, mighty to save. Let's continue worshiping Him, church. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mighty to save. Amen. Hallelujah.
Everyone needs compassion, a love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Everything I believe in.
Lift your hands and praise him and worship him today, church. You don't need to be anywhere else today. You're in the presence of the Almighty God. Let him begin to do in you what needs to be done this morning. You don't have to leave here like you came, bound, oppressed, tormented, sick or lame, because the Holy Ghost of Acts is still the same. Amen. As we worship and may praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I know a lot of times this week as we've stood on the word and stood on the word when pastor couldn't stand up for himself. We stood on the word. Amen. And I thought, you know, he's in control of my life. He's the master of the universe. He's the master of my life. He controls this boat. Amen. And it doesn't matter what tries to come against me or to defeat me. I have a friend that's closer than a brother. He's with me when you're not there.
What a friend I found.
Have you found that friend today?
Jesus.
Your people. Hallelujah, Lord God. Fill them with your passion. Passion for you. Passion for the word. Passion, Father God, to see their friends and their families saved. Jesus, I know, we know you're coming back. And this world is not our home. We're just passing through. But we worship you. We're in this world, but we are not of this world. Hallelujah. We serve the only living God. Hallelujah.
Every day I come to you and lift my voice to honor you and worship you.
Honor you and worship you.
not going to sing it, but we used to say, He is here. He is here. He is moving amongst us. That's what I felt today. I've just felt the presence of the Holy Spirit just move and move and move. Yes, sir. You got.
You know what? I normally don't do this, but well, just to put it out here, guys, how many of you here's got a birthday today? How many of you here's got a birthday this month? Well,
okay. Your amen. Granddaughter, Chloe, right?
Hallelujah. Well, it's very seldom that I'm in the company of my brother on his birthday.
Okay.
And today is his birthday.
Amen. Amen.
And you know what? I want to sing two songs.
Okay.
The second one is because he know where I've been, and I know where he's been. And, you know, through those rocky roads of life, you don't know where we're going to end up at. But one thing is for certain, when you find God, you normally find the way out of the mess you're in, amen? And we both found the Lord, amen? So first thing I want to do is I want to sing happy birthday to my brother, amen?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear. I love you.
Yes.
Happy birthday to you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This song right here, little brother, we learned this song a little bit before Christmas. And I'm going to tell you something. Since I've been coming to this church, remember myself just letting go and letting the good Lord get a hold of me. And I remember the first time I sang this song in here, it was all I could do to stand still. Amen. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Hallelujah. You know.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You know what?
Let me borrow your words.
The good Lord is working overtime to keep people like you
Amen.
And me, to keep us in a position to where that we're obedient to him and we bow to him
Amen.
And we worship him only. Because there are so many cracks that we can fall in and cover ourselves up with the world. And the next thing you know, we're right back out there in the mess we just got out of. Amen. Amen. The God that I love and serve
Amen.
Is so awesome. It is so awesome. The time on this earth is short. But when we give our life to Christ and we move on to the next land, that's eternal. And that's what I'm striving to get for.
You may be seated or you may stand, but I don't know if you can sit through this song or not. Amen.
I know I heard my brother-in-law say one time, he said, if the good Lord comes back tonight, he's going on a first load. I'm going to go with him. I'm going to be right there with him. Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead, guys.
Good news of great joy for every woman, every man. A sign to you, a baby born in Bethlehem. Oh, come and worship, do not be afraid. A company of angels, glory in the highest, and on the earth a peace among those of whom it favor rest. Oh, come and worship, do not be afraid. Oh, no, cause my soul, magnifies. magnifies the Lord, my soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me. Unto you a child is born, unto us a son is given. Let every heart be very strong, let every nation under him say, oh, come and worship, do not be afraid. My soul magnifies the Lord, my soul magnifies the Lord, 'cause he has done great things for me, great things for me. And my soul magnifies the Lord, my soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me.
Of this kingdom there will be no end. He'll establish it with his righteousness, and he shall reign on David's throne, and his name shall be from this day on Wonderful Counselor.
He has done great things.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory to God. Yes.
I'm going to read one of those things he did, okay? It's been on my mind a lot. It says in Hebrews chapter 2, "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil." You hear what he said? He has destroyed him. This is why he did it. He did it for you. Listen. "And deliver them that through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage." If you fear to die, you are subject to bondage when you no longer care if you live or die. You are free to do anything he tells you to do without fear or reservation. You don't fear a man. You don't fear a system. You don't fear a government. You don't fear another human being because he set you free. Now you can live your life. You don't have to be afraid of the dark. You don't have to be afraid of anything. Listen, I'm telling you, I have been afraid to die. I am now no longer afraid to die. I don't want to necessarily go today, but I'm not afraid to die anymore. The world tries to live forever. They're testing everything. Let's see what we can do with this gene. Let's see how we can mutate that. Let's see how we can somehow gain immortality apart from the sun. You cannot do it. Jesus came to give them life. And if they try to get it without him, they're just going to fall short. We have been given life through the blood of Christ, through the sacrifice, the death, and the resurrection. And I'm going to tell you, if you ever meet someone who's afraid to die, it's all over their face. But I'm going to tell you something. You go into that situation, and they will see that person doesn't seem to love this life as much as I do. They must have something that I need. And I'm telling you, I know what it's like to be in situations when you can lose your life, because I have literally been in more than a few where, I'm going to tell you straight up, I'm not boasting. I'm telling you, because the Bible says, Paul said, you need to listen to these men every once in a while, because they have risked their life for the gospel. They've been there at the edge of death, and they did it for Christ, and I have been in a place where I thought I am going to die. It's nice not to be afraid to die. And that's the victory we have in Christ. You live every life. And I'm going to tell you something else, and I'm going to let you have this back. I didn't plan on this, but I looked in my closet this morning, and I saw my old letter jacket. And I haven't worn it maybe twice in 31 years since I got out of high school, two or three times at the most. My wife said, "You look kind of cute in that." And I also feel kind of tight in it a little bit. It's gotten tight on me. But I looked in there, and the Lord said, "Pull that out and wear it to church today. And you tell my people that it's time for them to begin to letter in the kingdom of God." So you got a letter. Okay? It's time to put on the colors. Put on the coat of arms. Wear it with pride who you are. Children of the King. Children of the Most High God. Go out there and take them down and score something for the Lord. Put something on your arm, and I'm talking about the spiritual man that you are. Begin to make a difference for something in this world. Begin to stand up and wear it like you're proud of it. We're not ashamed of the gospel. We know it's the power of God unto salvation. Live your life like you want to win something. And I'll tell you what you're going to win. You're going to win the prize of eternal life in Jesus Christ. Do you know the reward we have coming someday? Do you know what's coming someday? It might be today. We're going to enter heaven. Live it like you want to win it, man. Give it all you got.
Amen. Whew, come on, praise him this morning. Praise the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you. We magnify you, Jesus. Oh, we worship and we praise you. and we glorify you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We magnify you, Jesus, and we worship and we praise you, and we honor your name today, Lord. And all the children of the Lord and the saints said what? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, praise and worship team. You may be seated. Before I hand this microphone over to Pastor Shirley, and she does the prayer and all that, I want to say, first of all, that, you know, we made the announcement, and you saw in your bulletins about Joe Lemon dying. Well, we're doing a memorial service here Saturday at noon, and we want to bless the family with a lunch. So there's a sign-up sheet in the hall, in the foyer. You can, what you can bring, be here to help serve and clean up. You know, I forgot how many years Gloria was here. And, you know, they were so excited about moving up there by her son because he could help Joe a lot and get Joe out and help her and everything. Well, you know, Joe's gone to be with the Lord. But, you know, we want to honor our friends. We want to honor Gloria because she was so much a part of this church for so long. And so if you can be here for that and sign up and remember her in prayer. Remember them in prayer as they go through all this. And again, I just want to thank you, and I want to remind the youth, we'll be meeting in Miss Sherry's class today, okay? Just want to tell you that, and I think Sherry can handle them. So, Pastor Shirley, that's wrong. Okay. It should be 6:30. I got that wrong. Bible study on Wednesday night. Yes, and also in your bulletin, you can see we want to thank everybody. You notice this morning it came in, I'm going, wow, they took the Christmas decorations down. And it's just like, man, we need something. All the glitter's gone, not really. But we appreciate those who came and worked. Brother Glenn's put some lights in, and you who get this on video, it's going to make the video much, much better if you're at home watching it for any reason or anything like that. So I'm going to turn this over to Pastor Shirley. I've got to go home and take care of my sweetheart. He's been listening. But I'm going to give it to her and just let her
Hallelujah.
Go with the flow.
Amen.
Amen.
I sure will.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Surely the presence of the Lord is